from the Biden administration. Is it overstepping? Is that a good way of describing it?
It's overreach. That's the better way of describing it. And yes, that's what's going on. It's governmental overreach, and we're seeing it everywhere. We saw it here, and we saw it at the state level with the governor telling everybody to wear a mask. We see it. And you're even seeing it in a workplace. You know, the Supreme Court struck down the vaccine, but the employers can now tell you to take a vaccine, or we're not going to hire you. What the hell? What? And prior to this whole thing, it was that your medical records were your own personal medical records. They were inaccessible to your employer, and now all that went away. So they've allowed it. It's overreach really at every level, from the upper government levels all the way down to lower government, and they've allowed it to permeate into the workplace, and all on account of what we currently see going on around us today.
I want to ask you, because it's on the TV. I haven't watched. I got to admit, I have not watched more than maybe 5 minutes of the Olympics, and that was the opening ceremonies. What about for you? The Beijing Olympics are such a farce, and the world is giving them the platform to promote Beijing and China.
And, you know, they want it that way. It's a little bit of history here on the on how they even got into the because there were the Summer Olympics in 2008, Winter Olympics. Normally, a country doesn't get that or a city doesn't get that. But a lot of the European countries that were, or a lot of European cities that were in the running, really pulled out on account of the cost. $51 billion to put up, you know, to promote that, you know, to build the Olympics for 2022. A lot of the European countries, and that would fall onto European citizens. Or, like, I was in Germany actually at the time. I swear, I was skiing in Germany. I'm like, why? Because I was skiing in Salzburg in Munich. Like, we don't want the Olympics here. Too much money, and they're right. It's a ton of money. So, and it's a burden on the population, especially if you're, you know, if you're working. So no different, you know, on that, from that perspective, it's no different than it is anywhere else. But as far as China, it highlighting China in light of what's going on in Taiwan. I mean, it's hindsight, it's 2020. I mean, the decision to have the Olympics in China this year was made, you know, in 2012 or something like that. But to highlight what's, they're a host nation for the Olympics to promote world peace and things like that. And they're saber rattling in Taiwan, and they're stealing stuff from us, and they're you know, military espionage and industrial espionage against this country, and what they're doing to the Uyghurs. So it certainly makes you question, and no wonder why nobody's watching, because everybody feels the same way. And you know what? Myself included. You're not the only one who's not paying attention to the Olympics. I'm not either.
I know there are folks out there that are looking for a candidate in CD3, and they like what you say. How can people reach out to you? What is it you need right now in your campaign?
In my campaign, I would like people to join our movement. Look, come to our website. We want people to donate, but we also want people to get the message out. We have a great Facebook page. I want people to bring your friends in, and because in 3 more months, in come June, we're going to need your vote. So what I need in my campaign, I need your vote. And tell people about me, share our page with your friends and things like that, and encourage them to vote for us come June.
John, safe travels as you campaign across CD3. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate you coming in.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care.
There you have it. John Kovacs, Republican candidate for Congress in CD3. Coming up, Amy Hippen, a small businesswoman with New Hope Tax Defense. We're going to talk about battling the IRS. It ain't fun, folks. I've done it before. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 1:30, as we check things out on area freeways, a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector. Also, do expect those delays to continue downtown through that construction zone. 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. That is going to be there until 2023. No pain, no gain is what they say, right? Overnight road work continues on 15 north at Tropical Parkway. That's in North Las Vegas. That ramp closes nightly at 6 p.m., and that will go on until February 18th. Also, road work on eastbound Tropicana, that's between Dean Martin Drive and the 15 on-ramp. Those lane restrictions begin at 9 p.m.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Mike Sena. Former Major League Baseball player Jeremy Giambi has died of suicide at his parents' home in Claremont, California. He was 47 years old. He played 6 years in the big leagues for the Royals, A's, Phillies, and Red Sox at 263, 52 career home runs, 209 RBI. He's the brother of five-time All-Star Jason Giambi. ESPN has signed Peyton and Eli Manning to a contract extension for additional Manning casts on Monday Night Football and the expansion to other sports through 2024. Washington Commanders defensive tackle Jonathan Allen has apologized for a tweet saying that he would invite Adolf Hitler to dinner. This sports flash driven by Jeep, brought to you by Neumel Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Mike Sennett, AM 670 KMZQ.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Do you own or rent your home? Of course you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com, easy. Do you own or rent your home? Of course you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com, easy.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
We continue our series of interviews with folks making a difference, small business people making a difference in Southern Nevada. Joining us in studio is Amy Hippen from New Hope Tax Defense, and she joins us. This is not your first rodeo. You've been here before. Good to have you in.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
I want to ask you about something that your company offers, and I say this only because three years ago, I had problems with the IRS. I owed them $6,000-$8,000, whatever it was. And wish I had had a way to make that less than $6,000 or $8,000, but we couldn't do it. You offer something called Offers in Compromise. Tell me what that is and how it works.
Well, first of all, you have to be eligible for an offer in compromise. And with what's happened in the world in the pandemic, everybody's incomes are short. People have been claiming more exemptions on their W-4s so they're able to hold on to a little more cash, and then time to file your taxes and you haven't had anything withheld. Actually, a client, she made $10 an hour couldn't afford to pay her bills, much less buy food. She claimed 7 exemptions on her W-4, had 0 taxes withheld. 6 years go by. She has a $30,000 tax liability. But she can't even afford to eat. How is she supposed to pay her taxes?
The IRS has a bad reputation. They're unfeeling. They're cold. They're corporate. And they're the federal government, and they don't really care about making you a satisfied customer. What can you do at New Hope Tax Defense with this program, and how can you help a woman like that lady that's making $10 an hour?
Well, first of all, like I said, you have to be eligible. You have to have filed your taxes every year. Not necessarily being able to pay your taxes, but you've filed your taxes every year. We go through, we look at their financials. The IRS has a standard for living in every state, and then it's broken down by county. They allocate money for prescriptions, utilities, even car maintenance. As long as you fall within those guidelines and you present an acceptable offer to the IRS, they'll definitely take a look at it. It might take a year, but then you're also able to have payment plans on your offer and compromise, 5 months or up to 24 months.
So a program like this, explain how it works. Somebody gets that dreaded letter, and I've gotten them, and I know friends that have gotten them, the registered letter, you owe $12, $15, $18, $20, $25,000 to the federal government. And you take that deep breath, and then you say, well, I'll call New Hope Tax Defense. What happens then?
Well, we sit down. We have a checklist with all the documents that we need to review, because everything that you send to the IRS, it has to be substantiated. So if you say that you pay XYZ in your mortgage or your rent, well, you can't lie. You've got to they trust you, but verified.
Yeah, exactly. Again, joining us, Amy Hippen from New Hope Tax Defense. I know that your organization is local. A lot of these companies that you see on TV with the big celebrity spokespersons, they're half a world away. Talk a little bit about your operation, and in particular, Larry Clerks, I know, is a guy that you just hired on a while back. And I'm just curious what he brings to your operation.
Larry Clerks is a former IRS collections agent. He has a delightful insight into the workings behind the IRS. Having been on the collections side, when he looks at an offer, he knows what the IRS has been trained to do. He actually was in the training department for several years in the IRS and would train collection agents.
Is the federal government in the business of trying to collect these back taxes, all of it, or just some of it? Are they willing to, you know, do the let's make a deal thing?
Absolutely, if your circumstances warrant it. Because they look at, what is your earning potential? Are you ever going to be able to pay? And isn't it better to get this than nothing at all?
Good point, good point. I want to ask you about your relationship with AARP. And anybody that's ever dealt with AARP, reputable firm, but they've got a program. You're working with them. Tell us what this marriage is all about.
Well, we're volunteering with AARP to assist them this tax season. They offer free tax services for seniors and low-income individuals. And so we're working in their volunteer department. All of my staff is. We just wanted to give back to the community in any way we can.
Explain where people go, how they reach you, how do they reach out to you?
Our website, www.newhopetaxdefense.com, or give us a call at 702-483-0220.
More coming up with Amy Hippen as we continue. This is something that all of us, I think, have been touched by the IRS over the course of our lives. Amy Hippen, New Hope Tax Defense, will tell you a little bit more about what they're up to, and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Early in his presidency, Donald Trump told the nations of NATO, America first. Uncle Sam is tired of spending more for your defense than you spend on your defense. They all got mad, and our lamestream media attacked him for destroying NATO. But the NATO nations got the message and began to increase their defense spending. They are still not where they should be, but with the Russian bear growling with hunger, they are now much better prepared to deal with the bear than they were before Trump. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Putin has a valid point. Negotiating from a position of power with a unified voice is far better than divided and weak. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check him out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more. They don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're talking about that unmentionable, it's called the IRS, how they operate. And if you're in trouble with the IRS, why you need to check out New Hope Tax Defense. Amy Hippen joining us in studio. And I know a lot of people that try and run away from the IRS. They get the first notice, and all of a sudden they just start ripping up the second notice, the third notice, the fourth notice. But they don't go away. I've always regarded the IRS like a junkyard dog, and it's why you got to at some point stop the clock and figure out how to undo this problem. And by the way, these penalties, they accrue, right?
Absolutely.
Explain why it is that somebody that's got some tax problems needs to call you, needs to reach out.
Because it isn't going to go away, and it's going to affect your life, every aspect of your life. You can't run from it.
And the offers in compromise, give us a detailed look at what this program is. I know some of it's in the weeds, but people need to understand exactly what it is.
Well, when I was here last time, we spoke about the taxpayer's Bill of Rights and all the rights that every taxpayer in this country has. And one of those rights is the right to representation. And without representation, you're not going to be able to navigate through the maze of the IRS. As we were talking during the break, you told me about having to appeal something with the IRS and the frustration that you experienced just trying to get in touch with somebody.
Just to talk to a live body. And during the pandemic, I don't know what your experience was, but my experience was horrible. I mean, there's nobody to reach out to.
Well, in all fairness, the IRS, believe it or not, those people are human, and they were sick too. So, you know, just like with every other company, every government agency, it was delayed. Everything was delayed. Still delayed. They're 12 weeks back on processing returns.
And yet the penalties keep accruing. Did they give any back? Did they say, okay, we're gonna stop the clock during the pandemic, and we'll get back to you?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna laugh. No,
they didn't do that.
No, they did not.
Oh my God! No, I've got friends that got caught up in this vortex during the pandemic as well, and right smack dab in the middle of it, and they couldn't talk to anybody. They couldn't find out how much they owed. They made a payment. And they said, "Well, what's my taxable right now? What's the balance due?" And there was nobody to tell them.
No, but think about when you went to the grocery store and they didn't have any toilet paper or milk.
Good point. Okay, so I want to take people through the process of how it begins, where they call. Can they just walk in off the street? What is the procedure for getting New Hope Tax Defense involved and ending the nightmare?
Well, you can schedule an appointment online at going to www.newhopetaxdefense.com or call us at 702-483-0220. Somebody is there to answer the phone and take some information, find out what your issues are, and guide you to the right person in our office. And as you mentioned earlier, we are local. We're right here.
And that's so important. Rather than have somebody half a world away giving you tax advice for the United States when they're probably not in the United States, that's always a problem. And so once they reach out to you, what happens then? What is the next step? The face-to-face meeting or what?
Yes. We'll meet for a free consultation. We'll discuss your tax problems. We'll pull your tax transcripts and see exactly what the IRS is seeing. And my experience has been that when people come to our office and they unburden themselves with what this pressure and this fear that they're feeling, they leave much lighter, happier, crying with joy.
How did that woman making $10 an hour, how did she end up?
I can't tell you numbers specifically, but she ended up very well.
Oh, good.
And she passes my card out to everybody. She's still calls me at least once a week
that is a satisfied customer when dealing with the IRS. Man, that is a major, major plus. Thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it. And again, that phone number, if people want to reach out to you, they want to call you, they can call you direct. What's the number?
702-483-0220. And I just want to add that I will say 100% of your talk show listeners that have become my clients are 100% satisfied.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. Amy, thank you so much. A New Hope Tax Defense. If you want to stop the collection letters. You want to stop all that. Just end it. Just end it. They can help you do it. Amy, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872. Celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't believe it. The last football game of the year is going to be played on Sunday. It's Super Bowl 56, and the line, it is a moving. Well, at least for a day or so. We don't know. Gentleman Jim Dallas alongside, and you've been following this, and you even have money down on this game already. But now there's an opportunity out there.
Yeah, Caesars Sportsbook is exclusively offering a sale today. So if you want a better point spread opportunity and take the Rams for the Super Bowl, they're pretty much, wherever you go, they're 4.5, -4.5 for the Rams at BetMGM, Circa, and the Westgate, where I go. But they are now at -3.5 at Caesars Sportsbook only today. This is a 24-hour Thursday sale.
Is this an online thing, or is this something you can walk in the door?
It just says right here, it's the Caesar Sports.